Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Mike Anderson. Mike, are you with us?
I am here loud and proud and ready to get this show kicked off, man.
Man, it has been a while, brother. How have things been going on with the Mike Anderson household?
Man, things have been moving along just great, man, and watching a lot of rodeo, watching a lot of PBR action on the tube, and excited to get this year kicked back off with some huge, huge things we got coming up.
That's right. You know, 2013 season is underway here. And, you know, we had to step off the back half of 2012. But, you know, we're locked in, brother. We are ready to go. And, you know, we never drifted that far away. You know, making eight, we had the opportunity to make it to the Vegas, to the Wrangler National Finals. So we got to hang out and spend some time out there, do some research, actually make some contacts, kind of figure out the direction of where we're headed. And, you know, and then, of course, we did our IFR coverage this year in January there in Oklahoma City. So between the two of those, we got to really make some good headway. And man, some positive things have really come about here to start things off for 2013. And we've got a lot of announcements we're going to be making right here on the Making 8 radio show here a little bit later on, right?
That's definitely the truth. You know, getting out to the IFR, you know, I didn't make it out there this year, but you guys did an exceptional job of bringing that across to the fans, and you and Brent did a great job commentating that. It was a really nice way to bring it home and see you guys in front of the camera and seeing all the action out there at the IFR. And I'll tell you what, the IFR's got a lot of talent there in the IPRE.
Yeah, you know, they really do, and we're going to actually be doing a lot more coverage for them this year, and we've got a lot of coverage. You know, that's one thing that we have really just strived to do, and we haven't found that right niche. But this year, Mike, Making 8 Rodeo Network, man, we are going to be out at rodeos. We're going to be doing some major things to impact this sport and bring it to the fans right there in their own living room. And or their computer or in their truck. You can listen in on the phones. Whatever the case is, man, we're going to bring it to them. We're going to make it available. What do you think?
You know, I think we're going to bring it to the fans to where the fans will enjoy. And you're going to learn stuff, new insight that we're going to bring you over this next rodeo season. And we're going to get up close and personal with some of the best cowboys out there running down the road right now. And don't forget, we're going to have some of the best cowgirls out there as well. So we're going to learn a lot about these guys and gals going up and down the road, how they make it, how they live out there on that road, and how how success is. And now we're not only going to learn about success, but how the downs are, because a lot of cowboys and cowgirls out there on the road, they have the downtime, the times that they're not making eight, and times that they're not winning checks. So we're going to find out from them how do they make it during them times. So we have a lot of things in plan for you guys coming up in the near future.
That's right. You know, we sure do. And speaking of that, Mike, we're talking about the best in the business. Let's talk about a little bit of some of the action that's been going on in the professional bull riders. And obviously, you know, their year got started first thing in January, started off their events in New York, man. And how impressive is it to see what the PBR has been bringing to the table this year? And you know, they've had some point system changes. They've made a few adjustments. I think the competition is kind of stepped up a little bit this year. What do you think?
You know, this is what I'm going to say about the point system change. And a lot of the fans, you may not really understand exactly how the point system changed, but basically what it boils down to is these guys who are out there going to the Touring Pro events, was the kind of the minor league system of the Built For Tough Tour, is they're going to collect points out there on the Touring Pro events. If they win a Touring Pro event, those points are going to count towards the World Finals. Used to they didn't, and that is a really big change in making it to the PBR World Finals, because these guys are out there riding and trying to go to these smaller events because they're not at that level. They're not at a Built For Tough Tour level just yet, but they're working their way of getting there. And that's how they do it, is go to these Touring Pro events, and now the Touring Pro events their points are going to count towards the World Finals. And I think that has really changed some of the attitudes of the cowboys that you see going to a bunch of different associations.
That's
now
right.
Now they're a little bit more with the PBR, and they're concentrating on the PBR. And as we've seen this year, we've seen Shane Proctor came up, that he was out of the Built For Tough Tour. He worked his way back into the Built For Tough Tour system, and now he's sitting number one in the world.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of guys do that here, but I think that that's the other adjustment as well. You know, they're not doing a five-event cut. It's every week. You know, if you make it and you fall back out of the standings because you can't stay on, and these guys that are winning these Touring Pro events the weekend before are, you know, obviously covering bulls, they're going to be able to move up every week. So we're going to see a lot more guys that are going to be in contention there at the end of the season in Las Vegas. You know, we're going to see a lot of guys that are going to really make a big, strong surge. But just like you're saying, you know, I think that's one of the biggest thing is seeing some of these guys take advantage of having an opportunity to be up. We saw Shane Proctor do it after two events, you know, and he has made a statement. I mean, this guy has come in and not only made an impact, you know, and get himself back on tour, but he is the number one guy right now. But we've also seen Reese Cates do it here the last two weekends. We saw Sean Willingham do it just a couple weekends ago by winning Oklahoma City. So, you know, these guys that have been out of tour that are able to get an invite to come up because they're doing well in the Touring Pro are making the best of it, and they're capitalizing. You know, they're taking advantage of those opportunities because you don't know how long they're going to be there for.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a couple of names we've seen drip out of the Built For Tough Tour, and that's Austin Meyer, Ryan Dirt Eater, Skeeter Kingsolver. These guys are down in the Touring Pro right now, and they're building their way back up to the Built For Tough Tour. So that's one thing that really intrigues me about the new point system is these guys who used to, well, I'm only going to go to the Built For Tough Tour, and I'm not really going to go out to the Touring Pros. And then the fans who go buy tickets for these events, they're only seeing the guys who normally ride in the Touring Pro division. Now with this new system, hey, look, we're going to go to the Touring Pro events because we're going to make points towards the finals. And if I want to stay in that number one, number two, or even in that top 15 position, you got to go get on every bull that you can and get every point that you can for Vegas.
That's right. You know, and one group, I guess you could say, that we can't say enough about, that we're going to be talking a lot about, I'm sure, all season long, and that's the Killer Bees. The Brazilians are still running strong. You know, Savannah Alves winning the world the second consecutive year, first guy to ever do that. You know, being a Brazilian, Guilherme Marti winning an event this year, Robson Palermo leading things off, winning New York. These Brazilians are truly on top of their game still, and they are going to continue to be a threat. But we've got some outsiders. We've got some Canadians. Aaron Roy, Ty Pozzebon, who we just saw this past weekend in Missouri, also have another great, fantastic week. You know, I love it. I love the atmosphere. The Australians are running strong. The Americans are in it. The Canadians are in it. The Brazilians, of course, the Killer Bees. Man, I'm telling you, Mike, it's great excitement for these fans to be in touch with the professional bull riders right now.
It definitely is that. And one thing that I really – the guy that I really love, and I'm sure you remember me talking about him last year, was he really wasn't a name out there yet, but he's getting there. That's Ty Pozzebon. That kid – is sticky, and he knows how to ride bulls.
Oh, he sure does, you know, and really a great classic-type young kid. I think we're going to see a lot out of Ty this year. You know, we saw him. He made a really strong run in the Canadian finals. You know, this guy knows bull riding, and I really can expect to see him there at the PBR World Finals, you know, in October. I think it's going to be a great deal. And I'll look forward to seeing what him, Aaron Roy, you know, he's, like I said, another Canadian that's been running real consistent. I like what these guys have to bring to the table, but, you know, you can't count out the Americans either. JB's been running strong. I mean, a lot of these guys are already starting to deal with some injuries. It could be a huge factor. You know, we haven't even made it to the Iron Cowboy yet here coming up here in a couple weeks. But, you know, these guys will be strong, you know, and of course they've got the best medical staff there to help them deal with these injuries the best they can throughout the year. But, man, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the season.
I'm really looking forward to the season. It's, you know, we're a partial way into it. But, yeah, injuries, we're a long ways from the World Finals. So we've got a lot of bull riding to get to, a lot of injuries, a lot of things are going to happen in between point A and point B to where we end up at the World Finals. But I can tell you there's some guys that have really surprised me this year. And there's some newcomers who are coming up there, and some guys who kind of blast for the past, haven't been there in a while. So it's been a really interesting season so far. And I can't wait to get it underway again this coming up weekend.
Yes, sir. That's right. You know, they're going to be heading down to Kansas City this next weekend, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Mike, I think it's about time for us to take a short break, my friend. And, of course, we got to thank some of our sponsors, man. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more rodeo and more bull riding. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan, bud.
All right, fans. Well, I want to remind you guys that, you know, we could not do these without the help of our sponsors. And one of our sponsors here tonight, Rodeo Genius, you know, the virtual online secretary. This new platform is set up and designed for all of you event producers out there that are looking to make your job and your rodeo secretary's job just a little bit easier. Make sure to go check out RodeoGenius.com. Here's a few words from them. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Radio Show on a Monday night. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a bobwhite calling in the Carolina pines? or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Mike Anderson are sitting back talking a little rodeo, a little bull riding with you, the fans, and we are glad to be back on air. And I got to say, Mike, you know, well, hey, Mike, did you put a special request in, my friend? We've already got callers on the line, man. Who is it that knows that we're back on the air?
Lined up. Hit the music, Scott.
Oh, there we go. What? You know what, Mike? It wouldn't be a radio show without having a little bit of fun on a Monday night. And wouldn't you know, when you hear that music, it could be none other. There could only be one guy that could cue it up for that kind of music. And we're talking about the number one reigning world champion, or the number one in the standings right now in the professional bull riders, and Mr. Shane Proctor. Shane, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. How are things going with you?
It's going real good. I mean, I'm back here in North Carolina right now, just hanging out.
Well, good deal, man. So you decided not to hang out in Missouri this week, since you're going to be right back there in Kansas City next weekend?
Man, it just feels good to be home some week. So anytime I can get back and relax on the farm, that's what I do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that. Well, of course, Mike is here with us. And Mike, I know that you had some questions, and you were going to talk with Shane a little bit yourself.
Yes, Shane, one thing I wanted to ask you is, last year was an injury-plagued bad year that you had. It was just rough for you after the NFR. You broke your arm. You had a really rough year last year. After the PBR World Finals, coming in to the new year, how did you prepare yourself for the new year in the PBR?
Man, I just, you know, after the PBR Finals, I didn't make the finals in PBR, but I had the NFR made. And so, I just prepared for it like I did every year. I knew I'd have to work really hard, and I got back in the gym and started working out. And that was the main point, was just going and getting back to the basics and having fun. And after the NFR, I knew I had to work my butt off and go to the Challenger Series and get my qualifications back up. And luckily, I went to three or four events and got on four bulls each, and got the opportunity to get on again in Winston-Salem.
Well, that's right. You know, Shane, you actually missed New York and Chicago, but you know, your first event, you got invited back to North Carolina. Being there in front of, I guess you could say, your home crowd now. Most of your family is up there. I know that you're married to Jesse, and you've got a lot of your family there now. What was it like to go into North Carolina? Did you have it pretty much set that you were going to come out there and make a statement?
Well, you know, when you get bumped off tour and you miss the finals, you start appreciating being back on tour and what all you got. And I mean, I really had to work to get back there on tour. And I know just getting the opportunity to ride back on the Bill Ford Tough was, you know, I was just an alternate, and so it was just a blessing to just get that opportunity. And I knew if I wanted to keep it with the new point system, if I wanted to keep going on the Bill Ford Toughs, I need to get some points real fast. And luckily, Winston-Salem paid off, and I was able to get a win out of there.
That's right. You know, not only did you do that, but you were able to place in Oklahoma City and Sacramento and then come back in Anaheim and win that event as well. So you actually won two events already this year, and you missed the first two events. So, I mean, that just goes to show the type of bull rider that you are and how focused you are right now. Now, leading into this weekend, I know that you had a good round one. Unfortunately, things didn't pan out the rest of the weekend. But how are you feeling right now going into Kansas City?
Oh, man, I mean, I'm just relaxing. You know, that's the good thing about Bill Ford Toughs is they're usually just on the weekend. And so we got a week to prepare for the next one. And right now I'm just relaxing tonight, and then tomorrow it's get back to work, get back in the gym, and really focus on what I'm here for.
Well, Shane, let me ask you this question. We were talking about this before we brought you on the air with the new point system that's there in the Touring Pro Division. How did that help you get back into the Bill Ford Tough? And also, what do you think about the new point system? Do you like it? How has it worked out for you so far?
Actually, it didn't help me at all in the point system, going back to Challengers. I just had to go and basically just get on a bunch of bulls to work my way back. Like, literally, I was getting on four bulls, you know, at least four bulls in a day at some of the Challengers. I'd enter twice when I could, and when I made the short round twice, I had to get on twice. So, I mean, you really had to go and really bust your tail to get the opportunity to be on the Bill Ford Tough, because it really didn't work out in my favor. But I like the point system. It's going to make it so, you know, the guy who's the most consistent wins. But I mean, it's still going to be anybody's ballgame. You still got to go and stay on your bulls, and that's going to be part of it. I like the fact that we're drawn for more bulls instead of drafting.
I think that'll
play a bigger factor in the outcome of a world championship than anything.
That was my next question. With the draft being taken out, we're back to the old days, the days that the PBR first started drawing your bulls. I think drawing your bulls is a big factor in who's going to win the world title. And to see you on top of there, as you worked your way to be at number one in the world, what does being number one in the world mean to you right now?
Man, you know, being number one right now, it feels really good, but I'd rather be number one at the end of October. That's where my main focus is. You know, I just want to go and just keep riding and staying on all my bulls. I know we got 21 more stops down the road, and it's going to be a long season. But you know, as long as I can keep staying on bulls consistently and keep getting big scores and staying in the top 10 week in and week out, and then, you know, staying up towards the top five, you know, when it comes down to the finals, I think I have a good chance of anybody being number one at the end.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you, Shane. You know, we've been, I think a lot of the fans have been looking to see some of those changes, and, you know, obviously you guys are still having the draft in the championship rounds to be able to go up there and pick some of your bulls. Let's talk about some of these bulls that they're bringing into these championship rounds. I know this past week, the bulls, they dominated, and there wasn't a single bull rode in the championship round. What's your opinion on that? What do you think about those those bulls that they're bringing in here? I mean, do you think it's just something that you guys are going to have to do to bring up your level to really cover these bulls and make those big points?
Man, just the bulls that they have, this day and age, the caliber of the bulls they have, it's just unreal. There's not one really ranked bull in each pen. There's 15 really ranked bulls in each pen. And, I mean, you can see it in this last weekend in St. Louis. You know, they had all the major stock contractors there except for Circle C. They had, you know, Burgers. They had Jeff Robinson. They had D&H Cattle Company. They had the major name bull companies there. And, I mean, you could tell by that short round. You know, Bushwhacker, he really set himself apart. But there was a lot of bulls that were really, you know, that were really close to him that didn't have as big a name as him. And, I mean, there was just so many good bulls this weekend that it was really extraordinary. It was an excellent, as a fan of bucking bulls, it was an excellent pen to watch.
Oh, it sure was. It sure was. Well, let's talk about the bull that sits there at number one right now. Obviously, scoring 47 points this weekend with Luke Snyder, not having much of any kind of chance on him. What's your take on that bull this year? You think he's going to be able to get rode, and are you looking forward to the opportunity to get on him?
I actually got on him in Oklahoma City two or three weeks ago. And, I mean, that bull, he's all there. I've been on him three times now, and he's got a unique feel to him, different than any other bull that I've ever been on. And, I mean, that's what really sets him apart is he's big, he's strong, and, I mean, he really, his first jump is so long, it's kind of like a roller coaster. It's that big buildup. And then he just drops out from underneath you. And, I mean, he really creates that power. He's just an excellent bull. And, I mean, when you think of bulls that are really ranked, you kind of want them to be a little meaner, you know, fight the chute a little bit, play rodeo. But that bull is just so sweet in the buck and shoot. I mean, it's almost really disappointing when he bucks you off.
Wow, I've never actually heard it put that way, but that's a great perspective on it. And you know, that's interesting. Now, your brother-in-law JB actually almost conquered him last year at the Iron Cowboy, and I think that, you know, he's probably been the only one come as close here in the last couple of years. I know that JB really wants to have a chance at that bull. Would you take another rematch on him, you know, if you had the opportunity? I mean, are you guys pretty consistent that you're going to take that bull when you can, if you can?
Yeah. Man, I'm a really big fan of Bushwhacker, and I'd really love to get on him again. I've been on him three times. The one time he did go right, I rode him and I slapped him. But the two times he's gone left, he dang sure handed it to me. I think if I'm a little stronger with bulls that spin to the right, and I think if he goes right, I'll stick him. But if he goes left, man, that bull is pretty tough to beat. So, I'll pick him every time if I get a chance. In a smart situation, you know, if I'm third or fourth in the draft, I'll pick him.
There you go. Wow, I like it.
I mean, he's not a bull that you would pick going in a short round leading, but he's one that you would pick if you're trying to make up for a lot of points.
There you go. Yeah, because you can bet, I have a feeling that when that buzzer sounds and somebody's still on the back of him, that there are going to be some high points there.
There are definitely going to be some high points. I mean, he's just a remarkable bull, and it's going to be great the day that somebody does ride him. And usually, you know, with the quality of bull riders in the PBR, almost every good bull gets stuck eventually. And, I mean, it's going to be something to watch when that happens.
That's
Shane, I wanted to ask you about, I don't want to look really forward past Kansas City, but the Dillon and Dallas Iron Cowboy is coming up. And what do you think about the event? And also, from what I understand in the bracket, there's a great possibility that you and JB be going heads up against each other. What do you think about that?
You know, first things first is I got to get past Reese Cates, and he's a really good bull rider. And, you know, I'm not even going to look past that point right now. You know, at the Iron Cowboy, it's going to be jump for jump, bull for bull. And so you got to do your job and stay on your bull and not really worry about what the other person does because, I mean, even though you're going up against them, you still got to go and do your job and stay on the bulls. I mean, it's not the first time me and JB has gone against each other at the Iron Ring Cowboy. And, I mean, he won last time, so it'll be fun to watch, though. So.
Yeah, Reese lives here in my hometown right now, and Reese, I spoke with him a couple of days ago, and he said he's really looking forward to it. But yeah, that's such an exciting platform for the fans and you Cowboys, and you know it's always an enjoyable event to watch because it's kind of puts a new spin on bull riding.
It is a new spin, and it's a little confusing at times because you'll have a set of guys who both of them ride, and only one will advance, and then you'll have another set where both guys get bucked off, and one guy advances, and you're thinking, well, if the guy that didn't ride, you know, he can advance, and you know, potentially the guy who wins it might not even stay on a bull.
That's
yep.
Exactly right. It's kind of confusing, but it really is an interesting spin on the sport, and I really enjoy it so far.
Yeah,
well,
it's really fun. I mean, it's where you see the guys really, you know, the guys that when they're getting on their fifth, sixth bull of the night and they're having to dig deep, you know, their rope's slippery. They just got off one of the rankest bulls in the world just going to get on another ranked bull of the world. So it's like, I mean, you're going to see guys, the grittiest guy there is going to win.
That's right. Well, let me ask you something here, Shane, real quick. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, I know you don't want to look too far in advance, but, you know, the thoughts for your summer run, and I know that you've run a lot of the, you know, a lot of the pro rodeos and things like that. Do you still have intentions on trying to run for some of those pro rodeos and get yourself back to the NFR, or are you going to just kind of play it by ear and see where your standings are in the PBR?
Oh, I'm gonna go at it again. Try to make the NFR again. I mean, that's just such a neat rodeo to go to. That it's worth all the extra work that you have to do. And I mean, it is selfish on my part because I have to commit myself to going that much. But it's rodeoing's fun, and it's something I've always grown up. My heroes rodeoed, and I just like the aspect of it. It's a break from the PBR, and so, but, I mean, it's just a lot of fun, and I will try to go and try to make the NFR again.
Now, does your wife, Jessie, is she still running barrels, or is she still out there? Are you
yep.
guys able to rodeo together during the summer months?
We've been rodeoing together a little bit here lately. We were in Jackson, Mississippi last weekend, and we're in Perry, Georgia this week, so she's taking her barrel horse, and we're going to try to go and keep doing that.
Well, good deal, man. And hopefully, man, that would be a great opportunity to see you both up there, you know. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you taking the time out here to jump on the radio show with us and talk with some of the fans out here. I know that they've really enjoyed watching you come out of your injury from last year. And, you know, it's so hard to start the season off and not have Shane Proctor there. And then when you know, the first opportunity we have is seeing North Carolina and you come out and you make such a statement like you did. We know you're the real deal, man, and we look forward to watching you all season long.
Well, I appreciate talking to you guys, and I appreciate my fans and my sponsors, you know, Cinch Jeans and Crowd Boots, and they've stuck behind me, and Kawasaki, they've just been so good to me. And Tool and Gage House, they've just been, you know, they've supported me for a long time, and, you know, without them, I couldn't keep going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, man, we won't hold you up. We'll let you get back to enjoying your time up there, and we'll see you in Kansas City here this weekend.
All right, see you guys.
Take care, Shane.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, man, what a great opportunity, and I really appreciate, you know, the PBR and yourself for allowing us to have the opportunity to sit back with Shane and talk with the world number one right now. And I mean, there is a tight margin there, just like Shane said, you know, with this new point system and the way things are, you know, you're going to have to consistently ride your bulls. You're going to have to go in there and consistently cover bulls in order to stay at the top. And you know, just 2 weeks ago, Shane won Anaheim, and he comes out here, and you know, he has a weekend where he only covers one bull, and there's a slim margin now. There's only 53 points separating him and Silvano Alves. So, Mike, what do you think, man? Anything can happen.
Yeah, definitely anything can happen. I mean, you look at what Silvano Vino has done the past 2 years, winning back-to-back world titles has never happened before, but he's done it out of consistency. And, Scott, you and I both have been on the back of bulls, and we know how hard it is to be consistent, especially on this quality, this rank of bulls is there at the PBR events every single weekend. So to see Savano come in, and he's been to 7 events so far this year. He's rode 55.5% of his bulls. You know, he's only 53 points behind Shane. So, you know, to see him come in here and really continue his, basically his dominance through this year is really remarkable.
Yeah, you're right about that, Mike. I know that this new point system is going to be an adjustment for everybody, but it really does. It says to everybody, hey, you know, these guys are going to have to ride hard. They're going to have to ride rank. They're going to have to be focused, you know. And even the guys that are sitting back there, you know, in the back 20s, and their spots are not secure. I mean, these guys aren't going to have 5 rounds. It's going to be week to week, you know. If they don't have a good weekend and cover bulls and get some points, they're going to fall back, and they're going to have to start covering some of those touring pro events and start winning money to get themselves back on tour. And we've seen the first cut was not pretty. I mean, when you're talking about guys that we all love to watch week in and week out, guys like Caleb Sanderson, Austin Meyer, you know, Skeeter, Ryan Dirt Eater, man, it's tough to see those guys have to go back to the touring pros. But, you know, I know that those guys are focused. They're not going to let up, man. They're not going to weaken, and they're going to go out there and make those bulls rides like they need to ride to get themselves back, and you can bet, I believe before the break we'll see those guys back up there.
Oh, definitely. You know, we some guys have fallen out, but there's some really cool new guys who stepped in there, like Nathan Shepler. Nathan Shepler is a tall cowboy that is really it's awkward at times to watch him ride bulls, but he's tall, he's athletic, and he gets after it. And one of my favorite guys on tour right now and is Chase Outlaw. This kid is sticky. He's only rode 28% of his bulls this year, but it just seems like every time that kid gets on, the bull that he makes the bull look better. But you know who he reminds me of, Scott?
Who's that?
He reminds me of Chris Shivers.
Okay.
His body frame, the way he rides, he gives it everything he's got, every single bull. And I just like Chase Outlaw. But, you know, here we are in the PBR beginning of the season, and it seems different without having the Shivers there, doesn't it?
It does, you know. I mean, take a look at the 90-point rides. You know, the first time you see a 90-point ride this season, and you're thinking, well, you know, where's Shivers, man? Because that guy's, you know, he's had more 90-point rides than anybody out there. And man, it is rough to see it, but we know that he's out there, he's still going to be around the sport. We know that he's got the mini bulls, and we're going to actually see them at the Iron Cowboy in Arlington. So that'll be a good deal, and I know there'll be a lot of fans that'll be heading out that way to watch that.
You know, and not only are we talking about Shivers, he retired last year, but we got another guy that's going to retire this year, Brendan Clark. You know, this is his last year. He's not calling it his retirement, but he's stepping away from the sport. He's not going to ride bulls any longer. And you know, he has been one heck of a guy. He's brought a lot of new fans from Australia. You know, he's living in California now, but you know, he's been a great ambassador for sport.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think there's been anybody else out there, especially in the social media networks. You know, Brendan still does his Tuesday night shows, his podcast that he airs through Ustream, you know, and we follow along with that. I love to sit back and watch his podcast, and him and Allie do a fantastic job of taking questions from the fans. And yeah, you know, Brendan wants to go out on top, and he wants to go out on his own terms. I give him so much credit, but man, he's going to be sorely missed seeing out there and hearing the Australian. But I don't think he's going to drift too far from the PBR either. I think we're going to be able to hear a lot from him and a lot about him and a lot from him over the course of the next couple years as well. So I don't think Brendan's going to be too far gone.
No, I think he's going to stay really close to the sport. He loves the sport, and, you know, I think he's all about professional bull riding. And, you know, he's been working really hard with his show of getting where he wants to be. And you'll see him as an analyst there on the PBR telecast there. And I think that would be a great opportunity for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, Mike, what do you say we take another short break? When we come back, we'll start wrapping things up from our first show here of 2013, man. Are you having fun? I'm having a great time, brother. This has been exciting.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to be back on air, man. You just don't understand. It's a lot of fun sitting here talking with you about a sport that I love. So, yes, sir, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
That's right. Hang tight, fans. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting things started here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Amarillo by morning. All
That's right. How about it? It's the Making A Radio Show right here on a Monday afternoon as we are recapping all of your weekend rodeo events. Mike, I'm telling you, you know, it was so great to sit back with Shane and talk with him a little bit about how things are going with the professional bull riders. But, you know, that's one guy that is true cowboy, and he's going to actually be running in some pro, you know, rodeos. We're going to have an opportunity to sit back and see him out at some pro rodeos this summer as well, I think. Man, I'm telling you, that guy there, that's what cowboying's all about.
Oh, definitely. He is 100% true cowboy. I've seen him at pro rodeos out on the circuit, and to watch him ride bulls every weekend in the PBR is great, but to see him get on a saddle bronc horse and spur one is amazing, and I can't wait till we see the day that he's going to pro rodeos all the time and trying to make the NFR in both the saddle bronc riding and the bull riding. That will be amazing, and I can't wait till that day. But I tell you what, one thing that I don't know, it's amazing. I'm sitting here in front of my computer right now, Scott, and I'm looking online at prorodeo.com, and it is the first time in probably 5 years that I've looked online and not seen Trevor Brazil in the number one standings in the all-around standings. I'm stubbed here to believe that he's not number one. You know, he's been number one for all these years, but there's somebody who's taken over the standings this year in the pro rodeo at the all-around event. So maybe Trevor's going to have somebody going to give him a run for his money this year.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Mike, and it does. It stirs the pot just a little bit. And, you know, right behind him is a guy that we've seen in the International Professional Rodeo Association as well. We've seen him at the IPRA, Justin Thigpen. The Waycross Georgia Cowboy is only a few thousand dollars back behind Trevor Brazil, who's sitting in second behind Ren Richards. So, man, I'm telling you, that does. It does shake things up a little bit. But there's still a lot of rodeo season left, man. We haven't even begun to tap it. Now, we've had some great events. We've had Denver. We've had Fort Worth. We're into San Antonio going on right now. You know, some of these bigger events, we're seeing a lot of these top guys. You know, we're seeing some of these guys win money, and they're the guys that we're seeing at the top. But, man, so much can happen between now and that summer, that Cowboy Christmas run. Am I right?
Yeah, there is so much. You know, I'm jokingly saying someone is in front of him, because you cannot count Trevor Brazil out of anything.
Uh-huh.
There's so much rodeoing in between now and come the NFR. It's amazing how these guys are going to be on the road, going up and down the road. But you know, something else, Scott, they're not going to be the only ones going up and down the road this summer, are they?
No, you know, hey, Mike, and I know you and I have talked a lot about that, man. You know, we're really excited about that, and this is something that we've been able to do. Unfortunately, we've got some great sponsors that are starting to get come on board with us and recognize, hey, you know, this is a great atmosphere for us to be able to get out and you know, get some commercials and get some advertisements, and we've been able to do that. We really appreciate Rodeo Genius for sticking around with us and helping support us, and we've got that door open for a few more spots, you know, for this summer. But you're right, Mike, we are going to be taking off. Making A Rodeo Network is going to be out there at a lot of these events, and we're going to hit a summer series run that's just going to be absolutely huge, man. We said that we had some big announcements to make. Well, here it is, man. It's not just me, but I know that you're going to be trying to get out to some rodeos this summer, and we're going to be covering some things together. We're going to be covering some shows. We're going to be hosting some radio broadcast, of course, every Monday night, 7:00 Central Time. We're going to have our Making A Radio Show, whether it's back on the ranch or however you want to call it. It's yours and mine's Monday night radio broadcast. Am I right?
It's yours and mine, buddy, and I'm so excited about it, because we're going to be bringing a lot of news and a lot of notes to the fans, and this is a show for the fans. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you know, what it's going to do is kind of lead right in the direction of where we want to go, and that's bringing coverage, you know, getting the fans excited, getting them involved with some of these other, you know, not just pro rodeos, but PBRs, touring pro events. We're going to be getting out and making a summer run like we have never seen before, man. This is going to be huge. And we're talking like we're going to be airing over 60 radio broadcasts over the summer. 55 of them will be after rodeo events. We're going to do rodeo wrap-up shows that we have to look forward to, interviews with the round winners. We're going to have guests that will come on board with us as we're out there traveling. We even may have some of the long-time Making Eight Maniacs, man, the old Making Eight Maniacs, some of the old fans on board with us, and we'll get interviews with them. It's going to be so much fun, man. We're going to be traveling up and down these rodeo roads. We're going to be bringing a lot of action to the fans that are going to be tuning in and listening right here on our broadcast. So really excited about some of those things that are going on. Not to mention, we've got a new platform that's launched on making8rodeo.com, and that being our Rodeo Online Convention 365. And I know, you know, we're still in the trial phase of this, Mike, but what kind of opportunity is this for, you know, not as much maybe the fans as much as it is the contestants that are tuning in, the rodeo, the vendors, the rodeo personnel, contract acts, stock contractors, you know, event producers, to get together and actually have a 365-day convention that's open to the public, that's open to anybody in rodeo, to bring us together, to start working together to produce some top-quality events out here.
Well, you know, Scott, what we're doing is we're a family. In this industry, we're a family, and we all try to pick each other up when we're down, and we try to help each other out in hard times. Well, this is a way to go out and help each other the best that we can. We can all come together, and this platform will help committees find out who exactly they need, they want to be at their events, and they can contact that person through here, and they can also see, well, who we may not want at the event. So it's really going to be we're going to support this in a positive light, and we're really trying to bring our family closer together, and we want to help each and every one of us out while we're doing that. So that's what this online convention is going to do. Is the fans have been out there to the NFR, the PBR World Finals. There's always a chance for any of these guys to be out, contract acts to be out there trying to sell themselves to these rodeo committees. Well, to do that, it costs money. It costs money for a booth. It costs money for promotional stuff. It can be a real hassle.
That's
but
right.
But this vision, this right here, is going to bring everybody together, and it's going to be a lot cheaper to be able to support yourself and get your name out there to all these committees, and they see who you are and what you can do.
That's right. You know, and one thing that's always stuck with me, Mike, and this is from the time that I go back to going to my first bull riding school to learn how to ride bulls is, you know, somebody had told me, and I'm going to actually quote him, the one and only one of my mentors in the sport, Mr. C.J. Brown, and he said there's a place for everybody in this sport. You just have to find out what it is. And, you know, that includes our fans, you know, and so when we opened up this convention, we designed it, we created it to say, listen, you know, yes, you have to buy a booth space. It's going to cost, right now we're doing it for the first, you know, for the first few select members. We're going to do it for the first 100 members. We're going to give you an introductory price at $20 a year membership. But what it's going to do is, you know, that price is going to go up to $40 a year. Now, for most of your rodeo personnel to set up a booth at any convention for $40, hey, it's well worth it, you know. And this one is going to last 365 days. You can build your own platform and stuff. And a lot of fans think, well, why do I have to pay for that, you know? But what this does is this opens up and allows you as a selected member to become, you know, to be able to be a voice, to be able to give your opinions to these producers, to voice your opinions out there in public and say, you know, maybe rodeo could do this, or this is something that has really turned me off to watching the sport. So you guys will have an opportunity to be able to have a voice, which we value as being so important, because you guys are the ones that are building this sport. You guys are the ones that are buying the tickets and filling the seats, which are promoting the sponsors and everybody else involved. So, you know, we are going to value your opinion. Unfortunately, it's not something that we can do for free. You know, I wish we could. We're covering the cost, and that's what it comes down to. But we are absolutely excited about what this new platform has to offer. It is the ROC 365, the ROC, as I like to call it. And, of course, you know, with that being said, you know, of course, our good friend Bucky the Bull has his motto of believing in yourself and becoming your dreams. Well, just like Bucky's motto, you know, the Rodeo Online Convention, the ROC, is building a foundation for the sport of rodeo. And you've got to build a solid foundation, and you can do it right here at this new Rodeo Online Convention that's open 365 days online. So if you're a producer, you know, and we have opened the door, if you are a producer, you're a stock contractor, this is something that is absolutely free to you. We want you guys to be a part of this and get involved, and that's the only way that we as a rodeo family can work together to make things happen. We've got to get involved. We cannot just sit back on the back burner and then, you know, show up at a rodeo or try to hold our own rodeo and wish that things would be better. We have to get involved throughout the entire year, and this is the way to do that. So, Mike, I got to tell you, man, I'm really excited about the things that are happening here at Making A Rodeo Network. I know the fans are seeing a lot of new changes. The atmosphere is here, man. Our radio shows are back, and we are rocking and rolling here in 2013, brother.
I'll tell you what, I'm so excited to be back on the air. You know, this first show is awesome. Have the number one guy in the world right now in the PBR on with us, and to sit here and talk a lot about what's going on in the world of rodeo and in the world of the PBR is amazing. And I want to tell each and every one of the fans that listen out there now, I personally have missed you guys. I really enjoy interacting with you guys. I enjoy going out to these rodeos and seeing all the Making Eight Maniacs and talking to people who say, well, where can I get some more covers? Where can I get some more coverage at? You go to making8rodeo.com. That's where all the coverage is going to be. You're going to find us here. You're going to find us there. Shoot, you don't know where. We might even sneak up behind you at a rodeo. So you just better be ready at all times. You never know where Scott Mithick and Michael Anderson is going to be at each weekend.
That's right, man. You know, they're going to see a Making Eight Rodeo tour bus pull up, and they'll know that we're there. But until then, you just never know where that rodeo road's going to take us. Shoot, we might even go park it in their driveway overnight, man. But one thing is for certain, we are here, we're passionate about what we're doing, Mike, and we are going to bring it to the fans in every way possible that we can. Am I right?
That is right. And any of you fans out there listening, if you have any ideas, you have any thoughts, you have any questions whatsoever, please, email me. You go to the website, go to the contact list. My email is there right there. You can email me. Email any ideas, anybody that you want to have on the show, email me. Let me know who you want to have on the show, and I bet I can make it happen.
You know, and I will tell you, I can vouch for that personally, because for the fans that have been following along with us for the past couple of years, that know that the guests that we've had on board have mostly been in part to Mike Anderson. So, Mike, thank you for that. Thank you to the PBR and PBR.com, as well as ProRodeo.com and the PRCA, for lining up some great guests that we've been able to have over the past couple of years. It's only going to get better, man. We're getting bigger. We're getting stronger. We're getting better, man. You can't keep a good dog down. And, you know, despite what others may think about us, despite what others may say about us, it doesn't make a difference, man. We know that we can't please everybody all the time, but we are here to have a good time, and we're here to bring the sport of rodeo to all of these fans that are tuning in right now.
You know, the sport has been done so much for me personally, and this is the best way that I can go about giving back to the sport and showing the sport how much I love it. And to do these shows each and every week is very special and a lot of fun to me. So I look forward to seeing or talking with you guys every Monday night and bring some new and exciting news and some exciting new things each and every week.
That's right, Mike. Well, listen, brother, I'm glad to have you back on board, man. We got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we're fresh out of time, man. It slips away from us, man. What are you going to do? But we're going to be back here next Monday at 7 o'clock Central Time. Until then, all of the fans can go to making8rodeo.com and tune in, check out some of the new exciting things that are happening there. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and Mike, next Monday, man, we'll be back here bringing it to them again.
Next Monday, if you want to know who's going to be on the air with us, you better stay tuned to Make
That's
It
right. Eight. All right, amigo. Well, listen, you have yourself a great week, and we'll catch up with you on Monday.
Talk to you later, Scott. Thank you very much. See you guys down the road.
All righty. All right, guys, that is our final wrap-up for the show tonight. Remember, next Monday, 7 o'clock Central Time, we'll be back on the air with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on. Listen for the call. Turn your radio on.